I woke up this morning, the 15-week anniversary of Charles' death, from another horrible nightmare, and all I could do was shed tears and cry out to the Lord. Without him and his promise to walk through this fire with me, there is no way we could get through this. I'm so thankful I can cling to him right now. 18 weeks since Charles went to be with Jesus, and the pain is deeper, the flashbacks worse, and the loneliness greater. But my Savior's grace is sufficient, even when I can't always feel it. He hears my cries and knows my heart. When I can't find words to pray, his mercies are new every morning. When I don't even want to wake up and face another day alone, I cling to his precious promise that he will never leave me nor forsake me. Without his word being a lamp to my feet and a light to my path, there would be no way to face each step of life. So thankful for my Savior. How can it be a third of a year since you went to be with Jesus, Charles? Life with you in so many ways seems like another lifetime. And each new day finds me clinging to the Lord to get through this dark valley. Right now, it feels like this valley of pain and loneliness will never end. But I was reminded this morning in Romans that the sufferings of this present time are not to be compared with the glory that will be revealed in us. Choosing to count blessings this morning, 12 of the happiest days of our lives in Cameroon, West Africa, almost 14 years with the man I loved. Nothing is an accident to God. No event takes him by surprise. He is always good, always. I serve a God who loves me and promises to work all things together for good. I honestly don't see this yet, but I'm claiming it by faith. God is still in control, even in Cameroon, and can and will still work there. Even though the loneliness and grief hits harder than ever this morning, my Savior says that he will never leave me nor forsake me. He has promised to be a father to the fatherless. He is taking care of and providing for us through his people. 8 beautiful children the Lord has entrusted to me to raise for him. The blessed hope of heaven. The knowledge that my husband is eternally happy and forever home with Jesus. That though I feel so alone, Jesus lives in me and brings grace, peace, and joy to go on. Happy Thanksgiving from the kids and me. One of the hardest things I'm facing now is the serious life questions my little children ask. It seems going to bed triggers them to think about Daddy, as it does me. And I don't have answers to their serious questions, and some of the answers I do have are sad ones. Tonight, as I prayed with my precious children, I once again asked Jesus to be a father to them and to bring a peace and comfort to their hearts that Mommy alone can't bring in all these areas of life right now. The Lord brought this beautiful song to mind, and I think it will be the next one we learn together. Truly, my God is a righteous God. My God is a holy God. My God is a faithful God. He will surely stand by me and my precious children. This last weekend was one full of memories, invoking both joy and sadness, as we spent time with dear friends and part of our missionary family. There are still many times of asking the whys and dealing with my list of should have beens. But by God's grace and with his help, there are more times of looking and moving forward, of realizing that through the eye of faith, day by day, and in his time, the Lord is making all things beautiful and that his way is perfect. For 34 weeks, Charles has been rejoicing with his Savior, freed from the curse of sin, rejection, pain, and suffering. He knows what perfect love is. He is no longer looking through a glass darkly, but is now fellowshipping with and beholding his Savior face to face. How can I wish him back?